Badges or pins date from the late 1800s. They could be mass-produced and were perfect for fundraising or advertising a local cause. Sellers took up strategic positions in Newcastle, and perhaps Hazel Porter bought some of these on her way to work at the Merchant and Traders Association. On the top row left, one of the earliest, probably bought by Hazel and Ella's parents, shows George V and the flags of World War I allies, France, Belgium, and Russia. In the centre is a group of badges from Radio 2KO's Cheerio Club. Such listening clubs were big in the 1930s to 1950s. Dances, beauty pageants, and other social events raise money for local causes.
There was a very large attendance of members and their friends at the 2KO Cheerio Club party at the town hall this afternoon, at which cards and competitions were enjoyed. The party was arranged for the handing over of a cheque for £15 to the Newcastle Hospital Women's Auxiliary. Newcastle Sun, 20th of September, 1934.
Down the left side upper. The Beach Beauty Quest of 1942 was sponsored by the Commercial Travellers Club. Badges were sold in aid of groups like the Comforts Fund, Red Cross, and the Victoria League.
The judges have special preferences on points of beauty. They've decided to apply them in tests which will take place at the grand final: a complexion test, the best physique, and a test for facial beauty. These points will be considered in conjunction with the general test of figure and deportment in the final parade. Newcastle Sun, Friday 13th of March, 1942, page 4. One of the largest audiences ever packed into the City Hall saw 17-year-old Bobby Thompson win. Long after the house full sign went up, crowds stormed the hall for seats, and extra police had to be called in to control them. The quest raised £4,104, 17 shillings and 1 pence for patriotic funds. Newcastle Sun, Friday 27th of March 1942, page 4.
Lower left, Wattle Day badges. Wattle Day, which celebrated the new nation of Australia and the coming of spring, was August 1st in New South Wales, but was changed nationally to September 1st in 1992. New South Wales had the earlier date because the local wattle had finished flowering by September and there were few sprigs to sell. Many a child had to learn the poem by Veronica Mason.
For our reading listen today, boys and girls, we will be reading from the New South Wales Department of Education Infant Reader Part 2. The Wattle. The bush was grey a week today, olive green and brown and grey, but now the spring has come this way with blossoms for the wattle. It seems to be a fairy tree. It dances to a melody and sings a little song to me, the graceful, swaying wattle. See how it weaves its feathery sheaves. Before the wind, a maze it weaves, a misty whirl of powdery leaves, the dainty, curtsying wattle.